Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Thank you very much, Brian. Well, it's the second day of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party think-in. It's underway in County Tipperary this morning, and the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, will give delegates an update on the Housing for All policy. Earlier this morning on Morning Ireland, the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said, in terms of the next general election, his party is going forward in its own right as a political party with its manifesto, its ideas and priorities. But he did not definitively rule out going into coalition with Sinn Féin. He said he will lead the party into the next general election and beyond. And for the latest, I'm joined from Tipperary by RTE political correspondent Paul Cunningham. So, Paul, you've had an opportunity since that interview on Morning Ireland to speak to some of the delegates there and Fianna Fáil party members. How was that interview received?
It was received well. It isn't creating waves. I think it's viewed as a strategic decision that Fianna Fáil does not want to be seen to be excluding another party from any discussions after a general election. But at the same time, there was a restatement that in Fianna Fáil's views, their policies are wholly incompatible with those of Sinn Féin, and therefore the likelihood of a Sinn Féin-Fianna Fáil coalition is highly unlikely. One extra thing is, even if the parliamentary party decided that they felt it could be possible for them to go into coalition with Sinn Féin, I'm not saying that, but it just in that type of scenario, it would have to go to the Fianna Fáil membership, and there would certainly be resistance at membership level to any move like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are also lots of rumours that Micheál Martin might be thinking of heading off into a European sunset for another job. He seemed to knock that on the head this morning, did he?
Yeah, he was pretty emphatic. You know, absolutely, I'm here and I'm going to be leading my party into the next general election. He had been associated with taking up a job with the European Commission. European Commission likes to have former prime ministers on their board. But I suppose one thing we always have to take with a pinch of salt, there is the Alex Ferguson rule that once you announce that you're going, all of your authority leaks from you. Mm-hmm. So if he was still entertaining it, maybe he wouldn't be telling us about that. But if you take the man on his word, absolutely, he's saying that he's here for the long haul, and that is leading Fianna Fáil.
He's sticking around. Now, I know you've heard recently in the last hour or so from the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath. What's he had to say about the budget, first of all?
Telling us very little. He said that when it comes to tax cuts, 1.1 billion euro, that every taxpayer will receive some benefit, but that when it comes to sort of making changes to the USC, they will be targeting it at lower and middle incomes. But if we're looking for an amount, can you give us an indication about what that might mean to an individual? And he was saying the decisions, they haven't been taken yet, and so he would be in a position to do so.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the big pressure points on this government is the provision of housing. So this is Dara O'Brien's moment in the sun today to talk to his party colleagues about what he is doing. Do you think he'll come under pressure there, or will they be happy to listen to what he has to say?
No, I think that everyone in Fianna Fáil, in the parliamentary party, in the TDs, the senators and the wider membership, is keenly aware that housing is a huge issue, and they also know that it would be basically a deciding issue for many voters, particularly younger voters as well. They're also keenly aware that the increase in mortgage interest rates is causing difficulties for people who want to get home. So he is under pressure to deliver, absolutely. But I guess that's what Fianna Fáil decided to do. They went in, they took that brief of housing, also of health, also of finance, and now they have to be able to show that they're capable of delivering. Mm-hmm. That is the big challenge they have for the next 18 months.
Yeah, tricky jobs. So going back to what Minister McGrath had to say, he was asked about RTE, about the issues here and the funding of public service broadcasting.
Yeah, and he said there had to be demonstrable proof from RTE senior management that culture change had happened. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible for the cabinet to countenance giving over interim funding. He was asked, what does that mean? How could RTE prove? And he said that there would be private discussions in which Minister Catherine Martin would have to be absolutely assured about the future direction, and only on the basis of her being assured would she go to cabinet then and seek extra cash for the organisation. We know from last week the cabinet heard that RTE prior to the crisis had been looking for funding of around 34.5 million euro, but then they had a projection that RTE was also going to lose more than 21 million euro in non-payment of licence fees. So clearly the station in big difficulty.
Okay, now anyone who was watching the 6 o'clock news and the 9 o'clock news yesterday, Paul, would have seen the farmers providing an interesting backdrop to your reporting. They're still there today.
They are still here. They were there overnight. They had fires outside. The tractors and trucks are back as well. And basically, it's a physical presence in which they're trying to tell Fianna Fáil that the issue of the nitrates derogation is a live issue for them. They need more to be done. And also on the delay in farm payments. So it was interesting to watch Micheál Martin interact with them, not just in a private meeting for around an hour yesterday morning, but he kept bumping into them in the foyer. And each time he would stop and, you know, take time, 15, 20 minutes to be talking to the farmers as well. So on the one hand, you had the farmers applying pressure, but at this, by the same token, Micheál Martin, I think, was also giving some tough love too back to the farmers. And I think with regard to trying to get the European Commission to make any changes on that nitrates directive, I think it's slim indeed.
Yeah, but he probably feels that it's worth the time because they're an important constituency for Fianna Fáil and for every political party. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Paul Cunningham, RTE political correspondent, reporting from County Tipperary. We were talking about the driving test delay with Brian O'Connell a little bit earlier on. You'll have heard it in the news as well. And I'm getting plenty of texts on this. My daughter got her test in October 2021, but had to cancel due to COVID. And she's still waiting on her test 23 months later. Another one, my daughter booked her test for the 26th of February. The invitation date keeps being put back. It's now for the 27th of November. And this listener wants to know if the delays could be compounded by failure rates. Well, we might ask Brian to look into that one for us. Another one, my daughter has completed everything for her test and she got her test appointment last March. When she was going to do it in the spring, we realised the NCT was up. So we applied for the NCT and we couldn't get an NCT in time for the test. So we had to cancel the test and we've been waiting for a test since then. This is a vicious circle now. She's a student nurse and we have to drive her to her placements because there's no public transport to get her on time. Now that is a family stuck in a bureaucratic nightmare. 51551 for your messages.